5. Ellie sits in the wind-rocked, lane-lashed Cherokee in the lay-by on the coast road at Holne Cliffs, thinking of her mother. The car is pointing in the direction of Holne itself, and so, in what, on any day till now, she might have called the direction of home. And on a clear day, it would be perfectly possible to see from where she sits not just the fine sweep of the coastline, but, on the hillside running up from the head, the distant white speck of Lookout Cottage. It had been built there, after all, with a now-vanished lighthouse above it, because of the prominent position. And on a clear day, a fine summer's day, say, it would be equally possible to see from Lookout Cottage the distant glint and twinkle of cars, with perhaps an ice-cream van or two, lined up in the lay-by at Holne Cliffs, while their occupants admired the view. Today there is no view. Even Holne Head is just a vague jutting mass of darker greyness amid the general greyness, and Ellie can only squintingly imagine that, at a certain point, through the murk beyond her windscreen, she can see the pinprick gleam of the lit-up windows of the cottage. The wipers are on, though to little effect. 30 yards along the lay-by, barely visible, is another parked car, a silver hatchback, doing what Ellie is apparently doing. And Ellie feels, along with an instinctive solidarity, a stab of envy. Only to be sitting out the storm. How could Jack have said what he said? Ellie hasn't seen her mother for over 20 years, and can never see her again, so that to think of her at all is like seeing distant glimmers through a blur. Yet, right now, as if time has performed some astounding marooning loop, thoughts of her mother and of her father have never been so real to her.